Hello again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and we continue our journey of the Jesus Prayer. This is the way of a pilgrim, and this is our 15th day of walking together on this path that the pilgrim's on. Picking up from yesterday, right where we left off, remember he finally left his kind priest and went on his way, and he fell asleep eventually between two haystacks and had an amazing dream. And the dream presented different voices to him from his spiritual guides and mentors, from those he's reading from the ancients. And the key theme was what St. Gregory of Thessalonica said to him in the dream. It's not only that we who should heed God's command to pray unceasingly in the name of Christ, but we must also reveal and teach this prayer to others. And not just to others, to everyone, in fact. Monastics, lay people, the wise, the simple, husbands, wives, and children. Indeed, we must awaken in all people a desire to pray unceasingly. The pilgrim says when he woke up, he was filled with great joy, and he went on his way, and the prayer became a great comfort to him, so much so that he says he would bubble over with boundless love for Jesus Christ, and an inexpressible joy filled his heart. He was experiencing much solitude, sometimes 3 days at a time without seeing any other human being. And the solitude consoled him. And we pick it up right there where we left off. Finally, the pilgrim says, I arrived in Irkutsk. That's right, Irkutsk. After venerating the relics of Saint Innocent, I began to consider what I should do next. I had no desire to stay in that big city much longer. And I was walking down the street, lost in thought, I met one of the local merchants. He stopped me and asked, Are you a pilgrim? Why don't you come over to my house? I went, and soon we arrived at his elegant home. He asked me about myself, and I told him about my travels. When I had finished, he said, It is to Jerusalem that you should make a pilgrimage. The shrines and relics there cannot compare to anything else in the world. I would be happy to go there, I replied. But there is no way to get there by land. I could get as far as the sea, but I don't have money to pay for a sea voyage. If you like, said the merchant, I could make it possible for you to go. Just last year, I sent an elderly friend there. I fell at his feet, and he said, Listen, I'll give you a letter of introduction to my son. He lives in Odessa and does business with Constantinople, so his ships sail there. He will gladly arrange passage for you on one of his vessels. Then, in Constantinople, he will instruct his agents to book passage for you on another ship that sails to Jerusalem, and to pay for it. It's not all that expensive. When I heard this, I was overcome with joy. I showered my benefactor with gratitude for his kindness. Then I thanked God for the fatherly love and care that he had bestowed on such a wretched sinner as I, who was no good to himself or to others, and who ate the bread of others in idleness. I enjoyed the hospitality of the generous merchant for 3 days, and he provided me with the promised letter of introduction to his son. So there I was, on my way to Odessa, in hope of reaching the holy city of Jerusalem. Yet, I did not even know for sure if the Lord would grant me to venerate his life-giving tomb. And now we move on to the third narrative as we continue. Just before leaving Irkutsk, I visited my spiritual father, with whom I had spoken frequently, and said to him, "Well now, I am off to Jerusalem, and I've just come to say goodbye and to thank you for the love you have shown to me, an unworthy pilgrim." "May God bless your journey," he replied. "But you know, you have not told me very much about yourself, who you are, where you are from. You've told me so much about your travels. I am curious to know where you lived and what you did before you became a pilgrim." "Of course," I said. "I'll be glad to tell you about that too. My story is not a long one. I was born in a village in the Orlovsk province. My parents died, leaving me and my older brother. He was 10 years old at the time of their deaths, and I was almost 3. Our grandfather took us in and raised us. He was a prosperous and honest old man who kept an inn on a main highway. And thanks to his kindness, many a traveler stayed at the inn. My brother was very bold and often took off on his own, running around the village, while I spent more time at home with grandfather. On feast days, we attended church with him, and he often read from the Bible at home. From this very same Bible that I now carry with me, in fact. When my brother got older, he began drinking heavily. I was 7 years old at the time. Once, when we were lying down together on top of the stove, he pushed me off and I hurt my left arm. I lost the use of this arm after that, and now it has withered up completely. Grandfather realized that I would not be able to work on the land, so he began to teach me to read and write. Since we had no grammar books, he somehow managed to use this very copy of the Bible instead. He started from the very beginning and had me writing words so I could learn the letters of the alphabet. I'm not sure how it happened, but by repeating everything he said, I eventually learned how to read. Later, when his vision grew poor, he often made me read to him from the Bible, correcting me as I went along. Amen.